Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee. Hello, friends. Happy Thursday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we are discussing the levels of health for type 4, but first, today's Rosebud and Thorn. My rose today is staying in new places. My favorite thing in the world is to find a really cool hotel, stay there and just enjoy the hotel itself and to just be in a new environment. So getting to do that is something I'm really excited about. My thorn is I don't really know what the mask etiquette is right now. Like, I'm fully vaccinated in my town and in South Carolina where I'm staying. Masks aren't super common yet anymore. But I want to make people feel comfortable and safe, especially in their work environment. And kind of the way I've been approaching it is like, if the workers are wearing masks, then I will wear a mask because I want to make them feel safe in their workplace because they don't get to choose to be there. And it's their safety to consider. But it also kind of feels like I'm kind of pretending like it's doing something that it's not doing. But I actually don't really know. I don't know what's appropriate right now. If you work for the CDC and you are 100% know what should be doing with masks right now, I'd love to hear it. I have read the website. So if you've read the website, you don't need to tell me what the website says. I have read it. But it's an interesting thing because I was so isolated. And then if I went out, I barely went out before anywhere, and I definitely wore a mask, sometimes double masked, and now I feel like I'm playing pretend when I do it. I don't know. It's just a strange thing. The bud is that I am catching up with an old friend tonight. We haven't seen each other since the beginning of the pandemic, and the reality is, guys, like, I have like 6 friends. Like, I have a ton of acquaintances, and I know a lot of people, but like, real friends, I have very few that I like keep in my close circle. And this person is one of them. So I'm looking forward to catching up and just kind of having that mutual support. All right, let's get into the levels of health for type 4. If you haven't already listened to the type 4 breakdown episode and you are new to the Enneagram, you may want to check that out before joining me here. That's going to offer much needed context for this conversation. And the same goes for the Introduction to Levels of Health episode that we went live on Monday, May 24th. It's also going to lay the foundation for this episode and the conversation we're having today. In each of these Levels of Health episodes, we're going to discuss the varying levels of health for each Enneagram type. So from the lowest level all the way up to the highest. And we will end the episode with a call to action. The Enneagram is a map. It's the information we need about where to go. But we need a method to get there. So these levels will give you an introduction to what growth looks like for you, but it doesn't tell you how to grow. I'm going to give you one little tiny invitation or a tip of how do we grow through this process. And finally, this is all based on the work by Riso and Hudson. So if you want to go deeper and get your information straight from the source, you may want to check out their book, The Wisdom of the Enneagram. Okay, let's get into it. And again, the interesting thing about levels of health is that because the Enneagram is what we thought we had to be our entire lives, what looks healthy for us actually could look like the opposite of what we thought it should be. As you hear your type's levels from unhealthy to healthy, you may think that it feels like the opposite of growth. But when we think of health from the Enneagram perspective, it's about releasing the need to earn your place, owning that you are worthy as you are, and embracing all 9 perspectives. And according to Riso and Hudson, it's about how close you can get to being in the present moment. So for type 4s who've spent a large portion of their lives focused on knowing themselves, expressing their feelings honestly, and relating to their suffering, The work may be in stepping back from their feelings a bit, focusing on others, and identifying with joy. But we'll get into the details. Let's first dialogue around the lower levels of health, starting with level 9, which is pathological destructiveness. This is like full-on dark levels here. And then we'll go through level 7, the level of violation. So at level 9, type 4s come to the upsetting realization that they've spent most of their life pursuing fantasies that aren't going to become a reality. And they seek rescue through self-destructive behavior like crimes of passion or substance abuse and potentially even suicide. At level 8, our 4s long to identify with who they see themselves as in their fantasies. So they despise any part of themselves that doesn't match their vision of who they want to be. And they push away anyone who tries to help them. So this kind of pushing people away, having a vision of who they think they should be or who they want to be, and rejecting anything that doesn't align up with that. Then at level 7, 4s feel as though they are wasting their lives, and they reject anyone and everyone who doesn't uplift the idea of themselves that they want to be. They may experience depression, alienation, and they may feel unable to function. Essentially, here at this level, they shut down. They stop taking action while feeling shame for not getting where they are trying to go. And they push anyone away who doesn't reflect back to them who they wish they were. Now, we're going to get into those average to healthy levels in a moment, but first let's hear from today's sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by Daily Harvest. When the weather gets warmer, the last thing I want to do is be all sweaty in my kitchen cooking over a flaming hot stove. No, thank you. But also, I don't exactly want to order takeout for every meal. And that's why I'm obsessed with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I love knowing that the food I'm eating is actually good for me. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. My personal summer favorite is the Daily Harvest Scoops, their plant-based ice cream. Scoops is the perfect sweet treat, plus it's gluten and dairy-free. I personally also really love their smoothies and their oats. Like the smoothies, I could go on and on and on about. They have these like green smoothies with like tons of vegetables, but they taste really sweet. And you just pour your milk in or your coconut water and you put it in the blender and you pour it right back into the cup. And then at the end of the day, I put my cup in the compost and the lid in the trash and we are good to go. It is so easy, so delicious, and so convenient. Daily Harvest is all about leaving the earth in a better place than they found it. So not just for us, but for future generations to come. They focus on increasing biodiversity, investing in organic farming practices, reducing food waste, and even prioritizing recyclable and compostable packaging, which if you listen to my zero waste episode, you know is so important to me. Daily Harvest is delicious food, all built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stay fresh in your freezer. And so it's ready whenever you are. There's no wasted produce. And it's just got everything you need. It's totally the whole package. So stay cool, calm, and collected during the summer heat this year. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter the code EGRAM to get $25 off your first box. That's code EGRAM for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Again, that is dailyharvest.com. Thank you so much, Daily Harvest, for supporting the podcast. So now we are getting into the average levels of health. This is where the most of us start when we find the Enneagram, somewhere between levels 4 through 6, level 6 being the level of overcompensation and 4 being the level of imbalance in social role. At level 6, 4s begin to resent day-to-day life, fearing that it will force them to give up on their dreams. So they begin to resent the rules of life and may step out of living as everyone else does, or even give up on hashtag adulting, as they grieve the rescuer who will never come. So they become envious dreamers, so kind of dreaming about what life could be, feeling like other people have the dream life and they have something that they don't have that they need in order to have the life they envision for themselves. And they satisfy themselves through self-indulgence and kind of living in their head and in their fantasies of what life could be or should be. Now, at level 5, our 4s fear that others will not appreciate their individuality. So they test them to see who is really interested in them. And they use their fragility or their lack of self-perceived competence to attract a rescuer instead of relying on themselves. As they attempt to stay emotionally in tune, they may be overly sensitive and tend to take things very personally. Now, at level 4, this is kind of the higher level of average here, 4s no longer feel as though they can rely on their emotional landscape to keep them and their creativity going. So here they lean into their fantasy life to deepen and lengthen their emotional experiences. So maybe they indulge kind of a sad fantasy to bring in some melancholy so that they can feel creative. And they use fantasy to dream of a rescuer and to create an ideal identity. And they seek to heighten their experiences through their environment, wardrobe, and fantasy, meaning if the environment can make me feel the way that I want to feel, then I can like decorate my home in such a way that I can feel the way I want to feel, or I can dress in such a way that I feel like I'm the person I want to be, or I can fantasize about becoming who I want to be or being what I want to be or the life that I want to live, that kind of thing. So now we get into the higher levels of health for our type 4s. And this is where we get to as we continue our work an inch closer to presence. And that's levels 3 through 1. Level 3 being the level of social value and 1 being the level of liberation. At level 3, 4s learn to express themselves through creative action. They look inward and share what they find with others, allowing their creativity to be personal but universal all at the same time. They are vulnerable and emotionally resilient. At level 2, 4s find their identity through their own feelings and preferences. And so instead of kind of trying to create an identity that they take on, they allow their identity through what's present for them, what's real, what they prefer, what they like, how they feel. They're gentle, they're self-reflective, they're more tactful, and they're more compassionate. Finally, at level 1, 4s no longer see themselves as more flawed than others and are able to step out of their self-absorption here. They're able to achieve their desire to find themselves and their significance through full self-acceptance. At this level, they can be profoundly creative, transforming all of their experiences into something valuable and universal. Now, for our call to action for our type 4s and their journey to acceptance, I challenge you to keep a pride list. At the end of every single day, write down at least 3 things you did that day that you are proud of. In this list, you could also write down compliments you received that day, and this will encourage you to value who you are and where you are right here and now versus or who you think you could be if only ... And finally, today's food for thought is from Tara Brack. We don't have to wait until we are on our deathbed to realize what a waste of our precious lives it is to carry the belief that something is wrong with us. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.